One of the new assistant general managers of the Calgary Flames, Brad Pascal, is going to be joining us momentarily. And he's actually joining us now. Brad, congratulations on the new gig. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, guys. Really, really appreciate it. Yeah, I know. Things are great. I'm thrilled with the new opportunity and really looking forward to it.
You have been with Hockey Canada for almost two decades, and you started out as a media guy and just worked your way up, gaining more and more experience. What do you feel, because Hockey Canada is different than an everyday organization in the NHL, I would assume, because you had to work with the junior teams, the under-17, the under-18, the Olympic teams and everything. How will that diversity, do you feel, help you into the NHL realm?
Well, you know, First off, it is going to be a change. There's no question that, you know, you're blessed a little bit at Hockey Canada as you're always working with the top athletes in that age group or the top athletes at the, you know, the Olympic Games or what have you. So, but in saying that, you're also in a huge learning. You know, I'm always learning from some of the best general managers and staff and players. And, you know, I think that's been a big influence on my career is all the experiences that I've had. So, There is a lot of differences. There's no question. But I think the things that I can take from there is the great experiences that I had, and obviously the development process, as you mentioned, from the under 17, under 18 to World Juniors and onwards, and take the things we've learned from the development standpoint of how we develop our elite Canadian athletes through the Hockey Canada program, and take that in and hopefully duplicate some of those things in an NHL and a development level for our prospects.
Brad, you've had a lot of experience with the top Canadian players. There's no doubt about it across the age levels, as you mentioned. You know, do you feel that helps you now? You're now just on one team, helping one team, and just the way you're going to look for and what you're looking for in young players and perhaps bringing in free agents or making trades, those attributes in those top successful players?
Yeah, I definitely hope so. I think that those experiences are going to take me into that realm. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to get to know a lot of, well, mostly the Canadian players at under-18s and World Juniors. And not only did I get to know them, but I get to know their families and have a little bit of insight of the character and the makeup of our Canadian players. So, you know, and you have the opportunity to watch other teams play and get some insight from the international game. So, you know, I think that you know, those are definitely some attributes that are going to move me along here as I go to the Flames. Obviously, it's just day one here, so... there's a big learning curve for me to get up to speed and where we're at, and then hopefully, you know, look forward to the draft and free agency.
Brad Pascal joins us, new assistant general manager for the Calgary Flames. Brad, how long did the negotiations and the conversations take for you to get this gig?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a unique situation. Brad Trueleving was one of our assistant general managers with the recent Men's World Championship team that took place in Minsk. So, you know, we had regular conversations about players as we went to put that team together. Rob Blake was the general manager, and Brad, and then and Ron Hextall and myself. So, you know, and then Brad ended up taking a Calgary job. So to answer your question, you know, Brad and I had numerous conversations, mostly around men's worlds and what have you, for a month or two leading up to his appointment with Calgary. And then after his appointment with Calgary, I think the dust settled a little bit. He was looking for an assistant manager and a little bit of a restructure. And, you know, we began to have some conversations and then really kind of pick things up over the last week.
You know, you mentioned the restructure. There's a different look now to the management group in Calgary. You know, is there an idea of how and what you might be responsible for within that unit?
Yeah, I think the big thing that Brad has here is what we believe is a solid team. You know, Craig Conroy, myself, and Brad, and Mike Holditch, and then obviously working with Brian under his direction. You know, I think we're really going to operate as a team and you know, make decisions and have good discussions together as a group. And you know, we feel that's a good way to go. Is there definite, you know, divides of, hey, what we're responsible for sure. You know, I think I'll be more day-to-day operations overall, and focusing in a lot on the American League and prospects, and as well as player development. But again, I think that the three of us have the personalities you know, the communication that we're going to be working together on many, many things.
Brad, you know, working, and that's really kind of how it starts, right? Why was this the right time for you to move on, especially because I know a lot of people thought you might have been replacing Bob Nicholson?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a difficult decision for me. There's no question. I'd been in Hockey Canada for a long time, for pushing 19 years. And you know, as you mentioned off the top, I had a lot of great experiences working in media relations and player development, and then onwards to overseeing all of our men's national teams and all of Team Canada on the men's side. So, it's definitely a learning process. And for me, I just felt it was the right time. I've accomplished a lot of things at Hockey Canada and was fortunate to be a part of a lot of gold medal winning teams. I think the challenge presented itself here in Calgary. There's a couple of other NHL teams that I talked to as well, and I just thought this was attractive for myself and for my family, and something that that provided a new challenge.
You know, Brad, the Hockey Canada is a great program. It's developing good players. I think it's just a great, great way to do it. You mentioned me working with a lot of development of the players within Calgary system. What do you bring from the Canadian model that might be required or something could be changed with the Flames?
Yeah, first and foremost, I think the Flames are doing a fantastic job, as all NHL teams are. You know, players have changed, you know, as you guys know, over the last 10, 12 years. And hey, we're not here to reinvent everything that they're doing. I think the enhancements that we can provide, you know, is the communication and the structure of, you know, when players get drafted and you know, enhance what is already in place. And, you know, this is day one for me, so I need to really sit down and evaluate, hey, with Craig and Brad, of, hey, what's currently in place? What are some of the things we do from a development standpoint? And then take some of the things that, you know, that I've learned and we've done at Hockey Canada with our staff and see how we can integrate those into, you know, to some enhancements of what we can do here.
Brad Pascal, new assistant general manager for the Calgary Flames. Brad, you worked with the under-17s. You've seen a lot of these top draft picks. I'm guessing you and Brad have had conversations about the upcoming draft. Currently, you guys have the number 4 slot. There's a lot of guys, Bennett, Ekblad, Reinhardt, Draisaitl, Dell, Cole. How much involved, or at least given your opinion, will you be on this?
Yeah, it's at this point again. It's, you know, with day one, we've had some brief conversations. You know, I wasn't present in the amateur scout meetings or the pro scout meetings that have taken place recently. But, you know, I think I think they have plans well in place here in Calgary. As you mentioned, I've had the opportunity to work with some of these players and have them as part of our national team. So, I think I'll be a sounding board leading up between now and the draft of any other additional information I can provide. And I think, you know, Brad said when he first got hired, we want to lead the league in gathering of information. And I think, you know, I could probably step up to the plate and provide some information on some of our guys, which is, you know, for the most part, really, really positive. And then ultimately, we'll have to make some tough decisions of what players we would select.
Brad, how much fun, like Brian Burke's sense of humor, like now that you're involved in the same organization, or is there any, hey, Brian, you want some tips on how to beat Canada jokes flying around yet? Or
no, not yet, not yet. Okay. I think I'll save those up, put those in the back pocket. But Brian, I've known Brian for a long time, and I'm thrilled to be to work with somebody his stature and the experiences he has and the contacts he has and something that I'm thrilled to learn from and work day-to-day, side-by-side.
You mentioned all the terms. You work at the different levels against European teams. How much did that interaction with European hockey, the Russians or Swedes, whatever it may be, did that kind of open your eyes to different ways of looking at developing and training hockey teams?
I wouldn't say developing and training. I think we're from a day-to-day standpoint of, you know, from a tournament, we relied a little bit on our analytics and video preparation and tendencies of what the Swedes do from under 16 to under 20. And, you know, if they have similar coach styles and what type of styles that they play with. So, you know, that was a lot of our focus. And, you know, I guess one thing from a development standpoint that we did learn is a lot of the other countries have their best players together much more often than we do in Canada. They, you know, they'll have under 17 or under 18 teams full time, and you know, we, you know, but they don't have the the leagues like the Canadian Hockey League, et cetera, that we have in Canada. So they have to do that. But, you know, so there's some different development opportunities that we look at. Some are possible in what we can do in Hockey Canada and others aren't. But, yeah, there's definitely some things that, you know, we take at Hockey Canada day to day, and some of those things I'll take here to the Flames as well.
Well, Brad, congratulations on the new gig. Former teammate of yours, my brother Colin, wanted to pass on congratulations. Told me to remind you of your time with him and the Birmingham Bulls. Probably the best practice warm-up jersey I've ever seen. I still have one of those. You remember the Bulls jersey where it was half red and half white and you guys only wore it in warm-up?
Definitely. I still have it in my garage.
Oh, man. That is one of the best jerseys ever.
Yeah, definitely.
I love it.
Make sure you say hi to your brother. That's fantastic.
I will, Brad. Congratulations. Enjoy the new gig.
All right. Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.